Sports This Hour being brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. It is your Tuesday morning. It's double-digit March 10th.
Yes.
Yes.
Shout out to Grace. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Grace Chadwick.
Yes.
Yeah.
20. Grace Chadwick. Happy birthday today.
Since you're probably doing birthdays.
Since, yeah. Well, yeah. She shares a birthday with Chuck Norris.
Wow.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
86 today, and she shares a birthday with Carrie Underwood.
Wow.
Nice. She shares a birthday with Sharon Stone.
Okay.
68 today. She shares a birthday with Barbara Corcoran, Shark Tank.
Oh, wow.
77.
Good company there.
Today. Also born on this date. Make sure we get that right. Because we had a little confusion yesterday.
Yeah.
In 1628.
Yeah.
Was Italian physician Marcello Maffili. Microscopic anatomy is what he invented.
But he was born that day. He didn't
invent it in 1628. Nope. Social reformer Harriet Tubman.
Wow.
Underground
awesome.
Slave Railroad. Cool. Yes. She was born in 1823.
She's got good company.
She does.
Yes. And she was born same day, 1867, with American socialist Lillian Wald, public school nurse.
Hmm.
Born on this date. So there you go. 1496, Columbus concludes the second visit to the New World.
The second visit.
Second visit.
Okay.
Yeah. 1785, Thomas Jefferson appointed minister to France, succeeding Benjamin Franklin. That was 1785.
Mm-hmm.
1849, Abraham Lincoln applies for a patent. I can't remember what a patent is. I knew this
one. It doesn't
once.
Tell you what patent?
It doesn't, but I did know this once. And the only U.S. president to apply for a patent.
Hmm.
1991, Easy Rider Peter Fonda led 5,000 motorcyclists through Daytona Beach, Florida. Celebrate Bike Week, 1991.
I need to rewatch that movie.
Oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
1991, a Vincent van Gogh painting, Still Life with Flowers, sold for $1.43 million in Chicago. It had hung for 36 years in the living room of a suburban Milwaukee couple who thought it was a copy.
Wow.
Yeah. Be nice to find out.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You hear that people find those at garage sales.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It happens all the time.
You need any reason to garage sale, there it is.
Yeah.
Never know what you'll find.
Someone's treasure.
Yeah.
Someone's junk. One man's trash is another man's treasure. I don't know why they say man. One person.
One person's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah. Who knows?
Another person.
Another person.
Whatever. Wyoming history. You ready for this?
Yep.
Let's see. In 1942, a Warland woman baked 325 pounds of cookies for the soldiers. In 1942.
Wow.
Mm.
325 pounds.
That's a lot of cookies.
That is.
A lot of cookie action going on. 1925, a lawsuit filed to annul all Teapot Dome oil leases.
Mm.
That was a big scandal, early 20s. That was a huge U.S. bribery scandal involving illegal leasing of federal land.
Wow, really?
For the naval oil reserves at Teapot Dome here in Wyoming, and also some property in California to private companies. And the Secretary of the Interior was Albert Fall at the time. He accepted over $400,000 in bribes.
Wow.
Several million today.
Yeah.
$400,000 in 1921. He was the first cabinet member imprisoned.
Wow.
While in office.
Wow.
Teapot Dome. Big scandal. Bagpipe Day.
Hmm.
Okay.
Blueberry Popover Day.
Okay.
I don't know what a popover is.
Yeah, don't look at me. I don't know.
We're going to rely on you.
Yeah, I
rely on you, Julie.
Like a Pop-Tart?
I don't know. It's a...
Probably.
A muffin we'll go with type that pops over, I guess? The filling?
Okay, you're going to learn something today if you don't know this already. Festival of Life in the Cracks Day.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Well, no.
You know you. Like, that can go so many different ways.
It could go many ways, but it's going to go this way.
Okay.
The correct way. It's a unique and formal holiday that encourages appreciating nature's resilience by finding beauty in unexpected places.
Okay.
Such as weeds that grow through your concrete sidewalk.
Yeah.
And you go, how is that possible?
And then you kill them.
Yeah.
And or also, trees that grow in between boulders.
Right. So it's you exactly,
yeah.
Yes. So you appreciate nature's resilience.
Yeah.
All right. It marks the annual arrival of spring and promotes looking at surroundings with fresh and appreciative eyes. Festival of Life in the Cracks Day,
okay.
Julie.
Why is it a festival? Is it? I guess it's a whole get together.
I shouldn't say this now, but I'm going to. Our
Here we go.
Sister station.
Okay.
Fox Sports.
Fox Sports.
There's a show you watch, James, that is now sponsored by Dude Wipes. And there's a correlation there, I guess.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
But it is funny to hear him talk about their sponsor.
It's, yes.
Okay. Dude Wipes, Life in the Cracks.
They're celebrating.
Feeling yeah. Festival of Life in the Cracks Day. All right. Today, moving onward, is... interesting. Histotechnology Professionals Day. Histotechnology Professionals Day. This
should be trivia.
Yeah, it should
be.
Because you'll never get it. Behind the scenes work of people who prepare human tissue samples for microscopic examination to diagnose diseases like cancer.
Hmm. Henrietta Lacks. She's the largest donor of cells for research.
There you go.
Wow.
There's thought some, I wouldn't know trivia. Anything
wow.
about it, Bob.
I'm surprised. Wow, that's impressive, Julie. Dang. Okay. You want to come over on this side of the microphone and take this over, and I'll come over there with James. Pack your lunch day today.
Sure.
Landline telephone day.
Wow.
There's a few people still hanging on to them.
Does anybody here still have one? You have one?
Why do you think I have one?
Well, I know I don't. I know Julie doesn't.
But you're looking at me.
I haven't had one.
I haven't had one for
17 years, from 18, 19.
2-3 years.
Oh, so
really?
You're recent.
I'm recent.
Abandoner.
Yeah. I'm a recent abandoner of the landline. All you were getting is phone calls from people wanting
to spam
you know. Okay. International Day of Awesomeness today.
Hey,
sure. On Grace's birthday.
Yeah.
Right? You can tell her that. And organize your home office day today.
Huh. I don't have a home office.
Okay.
But I need to organize my office here.
I was going to say something. Okay. Scientists say we breathe out of one nostril at a time.
I just breathe.
Everybody's trying it right now. Try it right now.
We do?
I mean, it doesn't feel like it.
No.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I think so. But it says we really, predominantly, we breathe out of one nostril at a time.
Strange.
Goes back
no
and
idea.
Forth. Okay. Get your jackpot Mega Millions tonight. $533 million.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Maryland man won $100,000, James. I know
Here
you
we
love
go.
Our
yeah.
hot lottery stories. In the lottery, after noticing the same numbers on license plates while shopping, he purchased two $1 pick five tickets with the number combination at 25121. These numbers have been reoccurring for him, he said, on various license plates. And he said, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. And he snagged $100,000.
That's something.
Okay. You guys know this more than I would. Is a dog really too dirty? Okay. Dog's paws are cleaner than the shoes of their owners. True or false?
Are they talking the
Generally
bottom?
Generally speaking?
Yes. Dog's paws are cleaner than the shoes of their owners.
Generally speaking,
false.
True.
Is a dog really too dirty to enter certain places with their owners? While some locations say there are no dogs allowed, sign there for sanitary reasons, a study found the average puppy is probably cleaner than some of the clothes their human companions are wearing. And researchers found humans don't always have to bar dogs over cleanliness concerns. In many cases, the team said service dogs' paws are usually cleaner than the shoe soles of their owners.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Ew.
You don't have to worry about that.
I guess how often are you cleaning your shoe soles? Probably not very often.
Probably not. A Malaysian man has been recognized by Guinness World Records having 42 teeth. That's 10 more than the average person. He counted 38, but the dental x-ray said there was four other ones.
Wow.
He had 42 teeth, most of which were through. Oh, my Lord.
Is there a picture?
What? No.
Oh. You're looking at that paper,
I'm sure there probably is somewhere picture. Okay.
That'd be awful.
Yeah.
Okay. You two read a lot of books.
Yep. Try to.
What is the percent of book readers that don't finish a book?
38%.
Percent of book readers?
Yeah.
I would say 100% of book readers at least don't finish one book.
Really? Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
A lot?
No, not a lot, but there's a couple books where I'm like, I'm not into this right now. Didn't finish it.
Yeah, I've done that.
You done that too?
Mm-hmm.
46%. It's almost 50%. They say they don't finish it once they start it. Jeez. How far into the book are you?
Well, so I think I've done that just a couple of times, but I will start fast reading it if I don't like it, just to see how it ends. It's like I'm not committed
to this
book.
So you pace yourself. We're reading.
Speed reading it, going, yeah, I gotta see how it ends.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you pace yourself reading.
Yeah.
If you want to, do you do that?
Yeah. If I'm getting towards the end, then I notice myself
starting to speed up.
Yeah.
Really?
For whatever reason.
If I'm going to read a book, I'm starting all out.
The big if, the very beginning.
Yeah.
Did you hear that if?
Yeah.
If I'm not reading a trade publication, that's about all I read anymore, unfortunately. Okay, who's credited with inventing the first economical steam engine? Ooh, I'll give you a hint. Eli Whitney, James Watt, Thomas Edison.
Edison.
Watt.
James Watt.
I figured. Yes. Well, Watt. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Which of the following is the smallest? An electron, an atom, or a molecule?
Electron.
An atom.
Electron. Excuse me. Electron. You're right. Okay. 2023, the world population is closest to which number? 5 billion, 8 billion, 10 billion.
I think it's close to 8 billion now. Maybe 10.
It is 8 billion.
8 billion?
Yeah, it is 8 billion. Okay. 12% of the world population is left-handed, Julie.
Just 12%?
12%.
Wow.
Small number.
There's
a few of us in here.
What are some right-handed things that bother you?
Binders.
Good answer.
Like,
you're always writing into a binder.
You're always writing with your arm over the thing.
Over the binders?
Yeah.
Or you're writing into the connectors.
Yeah, the connector. The binder connectors.
Right.
Like the rings.
Okay.
Well, here's something funny. I didn't know I had my mouse right-handed for the longest time until I hurt my shoulder, and then I had to go to left-handed. Actually, James helped set that up for me. So now I use a left-handed mouse. But that's kind of weird that I didn't know that you...
Because
you learn a lot of things right-handed.
Right.
Learning how to crochet. I couldn't... You watch the tutorials.
Mm.
And I'm like, is there something wrong
with
me?
Right-handed.
Why can't I learn this? And then I went, oh, yeah. So a lot of tutorials for those of you out there. If you're struggling and you're left-handed...
They're all right-handed tutorials.
Don't look
interesting.
Knitting.
They're right-handed tutorials. Yeah. Never even thought about that.
By the way, you don't need a left-handed mouse. You just switch your left click into basically a right click, and then it works the same way on your left hand.
On your mouse?
You just flip it, yeah. And you can do that in your settings. It's easy.
Easy for you.
Julie
and I are looking at you like, wow, we didn't know that.
I think it's something a lot of people don't
realize. I'll just call you again.
They always just end up using... A right-handed mouse. That's just what everybody does.
We'll get over the intercom. James to Julie's desk.
Yeah.
All right. And 16% of males are left-handed, while only 13.8% are female.
Hmm.
Interesting. All right, there you go. Right, left.
Center.
Whatever. Have an awesome day today. Thanks.
Thank you.
James, Julie, James will be in Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. It is 8 a.m. Good morning.